This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The world reacts angrily to Donald Trump's attack on steel imports. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. There's been a furious reaction to the US decision to impose tariffs on imports of steel and aluminium. The European Union, an ally of the US, has described President Trump's decision as protectionist. The EU and Canada are among those considering retaliatory measures. Australia's Trade Minister, Stephen Chobo, has said it isn't clear if America's allies will be exempt from the new tariffs.
Now, at this point in time, we don't have clarity from the administration about whether or not an exemption will be in place for Australia. I've put a call through to Secretary Ross to go through the detail of this announcement.
Steel companies in many developed nations have been hit hard by China's cheaper production of steel. Critics say it's unfairly subsidised by the state. President Trump says his action will help rebuild the American metal industries. Richard Warren from the UK steel industry says the US is a large export market for British companies who are turning the corner after a difficult period.
It's a fairly significant export market for us. We export 250,000 tonnes there. That's about £350 million worth of steel each year. That's about 15% of our exports. So it would have a significant impact. And actually, 2017 was the lowest steel production in the UK ever. So there are still significant difficulties to deal with. And this really does throw a spanner in the works.
China is thought to be the main target of the US action. Beijing has said all countries should cooperate and has warned of a serious impact on international trade if nations retaliate. Marketplace's China reporter Jennifer Pak is in Shanghai.
China is the biggest steel exporter and the US is the biggest steel importer. But actually, a lot of the steel in the U.S. doesn't come from China. It doesn't even make the top 10. So that's why a lot of Chinese producers are a bit confused. The U.S. has the most number of trade remedies against China. And the reason is this. They believe that the Chinese government helps the factories here to produce more than it needs and then dump the excess onto the global market, thereby dragging down prices. China disputes this.
We've had quite a tough reaction from allies of the United States, including the European Union. What has China's response been to this? It does seem a little softer than some Western nations.
Yeah, the foreign ministry has asked the U.S. to abide by international trade rules, and the Ministry of Commerce has said in recent days that the U.S. action is unreasonable, it's excessive. The Chinese have said that they are considering taking action, although they haven't necessarily pinpointed exactly what, but they are starting to investigate.
Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Let's do the numbers. Markets across Asia and Europe have fallen after President Trump's tariff announcement. Investors are concerned about the prospect of a wider trade war. Germany's DAX is down 242 points, 2% lower. Japan's Nikkei closed down 543 points, off 2.5%. This weekend, Italy will hold a general election. One issue that's dominated campaigning in recent weeks is immigration. Italy has been on the front line of Europe's migrant crisis, and that's making some Italians angry. The BBC's Mike Johnson reports.
I'm at an election rally in Florence for the Lega Party. This is one of the parties in Silvio Berlusconi's centre-right alliance, which is ahead in the polls. Lega's slogan is Prima gli Italiani, Italians first. It's very firmly anti-immigration, this party, and if the polls are right, that could have a strong influence on the policies of the next Italian government.
Look, I've travelled all over the world. I've been everywhere. It's not that I don't like anyone. It's that we're in extreme poverty in Italy. It's pointless to let people come if we're poor too. When you let people come, you need jobs for them. Here, there's no work anymore, not even for us.
I support Lega because, in my view, it has the right policies. As it's written in the slogan, Italians first. I don't have anything against immigrants, but immigration is a problem for Italy, like it's a problem for other countries. A problem which I believe Italy is no longer able to contain.
I've come to northeastern Italy now, to the city of Treviso, about 30 kilometres north of Venice. On this very spot, on a hot July night in 2015, tension over immigration boiled over. With me is Alberto Beltrame. He's editor of the local newspaper here, Il Gazzettino.
One bus arrived in the night.
A bus full of migrants?
The first 50 migrants. The residents brought all the furniture that was organized for the migrants, and they took televisions, they took beds for refugees, and they threw a big fire.
What were they angry about?
They felt abandoned from the government.
Despite that kind of opposition, efforts are being made to try to integrate migrants into the local economy.
I'm just cutting the wood for the table. Every time, if I'm...
Lamin is 28 and a carpenter by trade. We met in a former Treviso army barracks. It's been converted into a workshop where asylum seekers make furniture, embroidery and textiles. Several party leaders have promised to deport hundreds of thousands of migrants like Lamin if they emerge victorious from Sunday's election, which is making him fear for his future in Italy.
Life in Italy, you know, it's not easy for the immigrants. I want to be happy. But right now, I'm praying for God help us.
The hopes of Gambian migrant Lamin, ending that report from Mike Johnson in Italy. Finally, a new smartphone app is trying to persuade students to stop looking at their devices. They'll get free stuff for every 20 minutes they aren't on their phones, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Hold is already being used by almost half the students in Norway, Denmark and Sweden. Maybe it'll make them pay more attention in lectures. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.